It's race week in Charlotte. Between last weekend's NASCAR All-Star Race and this Sunday's Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway, drivers had the night off Tuesday. So what are they doing? Racing, of course, at a go-kart track in Mooresville. WFAE's David Borax was there.
That's NASCAR stars Darrell Wallace Jr., Ricky Stenhouse, and Reagan Smith laughing as they watch another driver spin out on the rain-slick track at GoPro Motorplex. The Little 600 has turned into a race week tradition over the past 4 years. Wallace is the defending champion.
So it's just come out here to blow off some steam, have some fun with the fellow competitors that we'll see on the track Saturday. And knowing that if we wreck each other here, it's not going to carry over to the speedway. If we wreck each other on Saturday, it's kind of a bad deal.
About 24 NASCAR drivers are here, from stars like Joey Logano to young drivers in the next generation of racers. It's fun, yes, but even in go-karts, rivalries remain, says Stenhouse.
It's always fun just to come out and hang out with fellow drivers and race go-karts around.
Not much pressure on this one.
There's a lot of pressure. We talk a lot of trash and have a lot of pride out here.
That's just how track owner Justin Marks, who drives in NASCAR's second-level circuit, envisioned the Little 600. He built the track 5 years ago along with fellow driver Michael McDowell. The 11-turn layout was modeled after a famous karting track in Parma, Italy, says Marks.
So it was important to us from the get-go to have a special event around Speed Weeks here in May when all the fans were in town and sponsors were in town, to have something to bring these drivers and these race fans together.
It is a fan's dream, a chance to collect autographs from drivers dressed in jeans and T-shirts without lots of PR handlers around. The Little 600 is actually a series of preliminary heats leading to finals in several divisions. Future stars for young drivers not old enough to get a driver's license. NASCAR spotters, the guys who guide the top drivers via radio during a race. And the pros. Karts are only about 4 feet long, but they'll do 55 miles an hour on the straightaway. So the racing can get fierce.
In the last corner of the last lap. And here it is. Corey LaJoy wins the Little 600 at the GoPro.
As several hundred fans watched on this rainy night, Kannapolis native and NASCAR driver Corey LaJoy ran away with the 15-lap final. No cash award for this victory, just a big trophy and, most importantly, bragging rights. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Mooresville.